Hey everybody, thanks for joining again today. Welcome to Look at the Book. Today we're going to look again at the idea of staying the course. We left off last time with how important it was not just for a Christian to start a race, the Christian walk and the Christian faith, but to finish the course. And I said I wanted to stop last week where we did, or last time where we did, because I wanted us to look at some attributes of people who finished what they started. So, first of all, finishers learn from other finishers. Paul instructs us to run like the ones who won the race. In other words, look at others who, how they ran the race and how they won the race. Look at them and follow their pattern. There have been many in the Bible who stayed the course regardless of the situation. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego being thrown into the fiery furnace. Daniel in the lion's den. Joshua, Peter and John when thrown into or threatened to be thrown into prison if they didn't stop preaching the word. And of course, Jesus himself, knowing what lay in ahead of him in Jerusalem, set his face steadfastly towards Jerusalem anyway, because he came to finish the mission that he was given. In fact, when Jesus hangs on the cross and he says the word tetelestai, it is finished. The debt has been paid. Jesus has accomplished what he came to do. Finishers don't quit. And their lives are not easier than other people's lives. Sometimes being a Christian is much harder. And yet we know the reward is much greater. Finishers maintain their passions. It was said that J.C. Penney, the owner of the stores, had a passion for the golden rule. So he incorporated it into his business. And his business was very successful. So finishers learn from other finishers. Secondly, finishers focus on the finish line. There are a lot of distractions in life, aren't there? The real goal is the finish line, and we must not allow those distractions to take our focus off the prize at the end of the line. Thirdly, finishers establish goals for their life. Paul had a purpose and a plan. Listen to what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. I am already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. But watch this, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. When we make plans, we must include God in those plans. We must give God time in our lives. We get in such a hurry, sometimes we leave God out of things. That's the worst possible thing we can do. In today's fast-paced society, we have to learn to slow down and to listen to God and to wait on the Lord. The Christian life is compared to a walk, and here to a race. We must be, number one, determined. We must determine to succeed. We must determine to finish. Number two, we must be dedicated. It takes more than just desire. Good intentions are never enough. There must be commitment. Listen to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortations which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. We must shed those things, get rid of those things which slow down our progress. We must lay aside those weights and sins in order to run well. I remember when I was in high school, guys used to put weights around their feet when playing basketball, so when they took them off, they felt like they could run faster, jump higher. We must get rid of those weights and the sin that holds us back from running faster and jumping higher for God. Do we have excess baggage we need to get rid of? Be determined, be dedicated, and third, be deliberate. Be confident and deliberate on what you're doing. Wrapping this up, it seems like people are always starting something new. Every new year, what do? We start New Year's resolutions. But how soon we forget. Many start things but never finish. We cannot run the Christian race that way. We must start, yes, but we must also endure. We must also finish. Others are like the cartoon character, Garfield the cat. He said, I hate people who don't finish what they start, so I don't start anything. The Hebrew writer said, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look at what he suffered so we would not grow weary and lose heart. Look at what he endured at the hands of sinful men. Surely if we see what he endured for us, we should be willing to give our all for him. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.